Systems initiated. You're listening to the Empire Podcast Network.
My guests this week, yes, that is correct. There is two of them, and they are both dads. I was lucky enough to join them recently on their podcast, the very popular Dadcast. I'm very excited to have them this week on Real Conversations. Now, these guys are cutting up with dad jokes and funny parenting stories. Lord knows, as a dad myself, there's a lot that's going on under my own roof. One of the dads is a former radio DJ and a father of three. And the other dad is a father of six. I did not stutter when I said that. He is a father of six children. Now, between the two of them, they have a lifetime of experience. Welcome this week's guests, the very popular podcast, Dadcast. Please say hello to my friends and the men themselves, J.P. Pierce, Nick Martin. We're keeping it real on Real Conversations with Jacob Young, sponsored by Boys Town and brought to you by Lane Frostbrand. What's up, dads?
Hello, Jacob. Man,
what's up?
I'm usually the one doing the intros, so I was, and your pacing, you're much slower than me when we do our podcast. So it took some time there. But hey, man, how are you? We're glad to be here, man. I am so happy.
I'm so happy to have you guys on. And thank you for that. I mean, look, you know, I have never been a radio disc jockey. And I love listening to guys who have been professional in the business for a long time. And that's pretty damn cool. That's pretty cool just to say right away. I mean, how many years did you disc jockey for?
Well, I'm still actually, as a matter of fact, on the radio. So we're going pushing about 20 years now.
Where can people catch you?
Right now, I have my own radio station. It is a streaming platform with over, gosh, about 100,000 listeners daily called Pirate Radio, P-Y-R-A-T-E Radio. And you download the app, listen anywhere you're at in the car. And it's all about cruising music, man. Lots of Jimmy Buffett, lots of reggae, lots of classic rock. It's that T-bar feel.
I like that. I love that. For the listeners, Nick.
Yeah.
What is Dadcast?
So Dadcast is two dads, me and JP, old buddies, got together a couple years ago, right when the pandemic was starting. We were kind of, I was going through some stuff with my new baby and he was going through some stuff with his we're just going to call her your wife.
Fair enough.
Been together forever. And it's to blow off steam. And so we did our first episode, kind of introduced ourselves, and then we had some friends on, then we had Randy Couture on, and then it just blew up from there. So Dadcast is just inspiring dads to be their best selves and, you know, giving advice if we can, or getting advice, which is really cool from other dads, because we're all going through stuff that is uncharted territory for a lot of us and just trying to figure it out. And it's making sure we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, JP, are there stigmas about dads?
Yeah, you know, there is, unfortunately, depending on who you ask, of course. But I think a lot of the perception is more emphasis is on the moms and how important that job is. And don't get me wrong. Absolutely. 100%. We love all the moms out there. You all are amazing, because without the moms, there wouldn't be the dads and all that good stuff. But exactly. There's not as much emphasis, on the dads and the important role that being a father is as well. I mean, you can probably Google it up and look at the statistics on fatherless children, and you can read days and days and days and months and months and months on any number of different things that impact negatively when the father is not in the life of the child. So we just want to bring that out. You know, we want to make people more aware of that dads are out there. And we're important. And speaking of the mom, she calls right in the middle of a question. But there's some stigmas. And there's also a lot of the stigmas on the fathers, not, you know, that fathers aren't as good as moms, which I find false. I think there's so many great dads out there who do such an amazing job and have such an important role in everything they do in their children's lives.
Well, if you're fathering six children like Nick is, I mean, I would think
that he knows of.
Nick,
I don't even have a comeback for that, because he might be right.
I've been following your, you've been doing this whole workout, you know, weight loss. You're like, you're back in the game. You're, you know, you're feeling your best. Dad bod, hot or not?
I don't know. That's a tough one. JP?
I'm not shy about talking. I can answer this all day long. Dad bod hot or not? Well, that all depends on what type of dad we are talking about and what bod is attached to said dad. But dad bod, yeah, absolutely hot. 100% because I own one.
I can tell you from experience on my social media, I would say more females dig the dad bod than they do a fit bod, which is strange to me, but
I think they're just being polite, to be perfectly honest.
I still have a dad bod, so yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's a whole lot better looking these days, though, man.
It is.
Yeah. Tell Jacob a little bit more about that that journey.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm sorry, I'm not hosting this damn thing. See,
wow. See, that's what happens. You know, you've spent all these. You could host right along because that's what we got right here. They got three dads together hosting a show.
Yeah. So basically, I was just COVID hit. The gym shut down. I've been in fitness for a long time. I ran some gyms. I did personal training, and then COVID hit and everybody's world obviously got turned upside down. My gym shut down. So I was like, what do I do? I'm not motivated to work out at home. I spent a ton of money, set up a home gym, didn't use it, which was absolutely stupid. And I went back a little while ago and I was like, man, the first couple episodes of Dadcast, I was just disgusting. Like it was really bad. It was like just so fat. And I'm like, I can't do this. And then trying to chase my baby around, I'm like, I'm getting winded. I'm tired. About 6 o'clock at night, I'm like, I'm feeling like an 80-year-old. I'm like, I'm ready for bed. We should have gone to Sizzler at 4, that kind of lifestyle. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to buckle down. I'm going to hit the gym 6 days a week. So I did that for up until about 2 weeks ago. And my buddy Ace Reed from Ace Force Fitness out here hit me up and he's like, hey man, let's train you, but let's do something more functional. Let's get you more of that Joe Rogan training, that Jason Statham style training, and make it to where it's going to be useful in your everyday life. So I jumped into that and it's killing me, but it's so good. It's some of the best training I've ever done. And yeah.
Would you say it helped your mental health?
Yes. Yeah. I was definitely getting kind of just, I don't want to say depressed, but bummed out just with dealing with my teenagers of not having school and dealing with their issues and being stuck in the house all the time. And so, yeah, it definitely helped with my mental health. It's motivated me a lot more to push the Dadcast brand and to push my own personal brand. And this, yeah.
Nice. Nice. I like to hear that. But what happened to the home gym? I mean, are you renting it out to the neighbors now? What's happening with that?
No. So I still have it. I just we're converting my garage into a box, so basically like a CrossFit box, but it's going to end. I'm working with my trainer on that to get everything that we have at his gym in my garage. And we're going to start doing more videos out of the garage where we'll have a studio set up. So it's better lighting, that kind of stuff. And just more motivational stuff. I'm going to talk more, JP.
You're doing so good right now, man.
More instructional stuff. Just, I want to motivate more people. I want more people to be inspired to get off their asses and do something. So
hey,
whether it's, you know, walk around your block, chase your kids, go play catch, whatever. I don't care. Do something.
Yeah. I don't blame you. JP.
Yeah.
What's the most fulfilling part about being a dad?
What's the most fulfilling part about being a dad? Man, now I know how it is when I ask those questions and how difficult it is actually answering.
Hey, you guys asked me you asked me a couple questions the other day and I was like, oh, shoot.
I'm going to make it broad. It is the whole journey and everything from beginning and to what hopefully is the end many, many, many years from now with me passing. But, you know, this morning, waking up and, you know, there's another day. All right, let's get these kids up. Let's get them fed. Let's get them to school. And this morning, which was a crazy turn of events. Normally it's me, you know, waking them up. Let's go. My daughter, my 8-year-old, little Avery, she got up by herself and got dressed and just came up, signed my lap, said, good morning, pops. Daddy kissed me on the cheek. She's like, I'm ready for school. And it's just, It's those little moments. There it is. There's the answer to the long-winded question.
You're like in that good window of not having to make sure they get out of bed and get them dressed now. You're in like the, hey, I'm ready, I'm excited window.
No. Like I said, this was a rare one. The little fulfilling, the little moments. That's what is the most fulfilling to me as a dad.
I have to say, right on with kind of where I'm at too. The one thing that I've been enjoying the most is being able to give them a hug before they leave. Like, that means so much to them. Like, and my wife and I gotta, again, you were talking about moms. Moms are so obviously so crucial to this, the dad game too. Right. And, you know, I'll be helping them get ready, get things going. And then mom will say, make sure you give your dad a hug. And now I'm the guy going, hey, don't walk out the door without giving me a hug.
Right.
You know? And so that's part of like my favorite moment of every morning is seeing the kids get off to school, giving them a hug, giving them a little bit of a word of advice. Go have a good day today. It's okay to have a good day. You can enjoy it.
Yep.
You know, don't let the pressures of the world get to you. Everything's going to be all right. And I'm going to be right here when you get back home. And, I don't know. There's something about that moment, that one moment in the morning that I go, gosh, I'm glad I get to experience that with them.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Isn't that true? It's so true. Now you guys asked me a couple questions. You cut it up a little bit about dad jokes. Give me some dad jokes. Well, you must have a couple dad jokes. And I was I was sitting there like scratching my head going like, I don't have a dang dad joke. But now that I've thought about it and I've sat around here after having the reverse interview, now, I've thought about a few. Well, what are some dad jokes that have stood out for you guys on the show here?
Well, I just most recently told one on our TikTok account. So if you're watching this, go check out Dadcast JP and Dadcast on TikTok. And so, you know how air used to be free at the gas station, Jacob?
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, it's like $1.50 now.
Or you could still go into the gas station. You can negotiate and be like, hey, man, I don't have a quarter. Can you just flip the machine on?
Right. You hit the button. But do you know why it's $1.50 now?
Why?
Inflation. It's terrible. Nick actually has a book. We had a segment in the very beginning of the Dadcast where his daughter bought him this book. It's 365 days of dad jokes. And after about three or four of them, we decided to completely kill this entire segment because I don't know who wrote this book, but they need to be, I don't want to say fired because that's a little bit firm, but I think they need to be sat down, had a discussion with, and the publishers need to reevaluate the path they're going with this publication. It's terrible.
It's not good.
Give him an example, Nick. Just anything.
Give me a dad joke.
Yeah, we're going to go to today's dad joke. So October 28th, egg salad is just chicken salad made by someone with no patience. That doesn't make any sense.
I got one of those too. I don't know if it'll come through on your end.
I just heard it.
There we go. I'm so lazy. My favorite exercise is the diddly squat.
They're terrible.
At least she tried, right? She was like, this is going to be gold for Dadcast.
Yeah.
And what has turned out to, we should actually get these guys on Dadcast and ask them what the hell they were thinking.
Who wrote this?
Taylor Kalmus and Peter Harmon.
Sorry, Peter and Taylor. I apologize, but we need to do better, man. Here,
there's a picture of them. So
they got the solo cups in their hands.
Yeah, they do.
I have to say, at least they got that going for them.
Your joke, Jacob? Come on.
I don't have one. How long have you guys known each other? How about that?
Nick and I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, go ahead.
Probably 20 years, if not longer. It's been a long time. So I've been doing concerts in the Valley, producing them. And JP was one of the first radio guys I went to. And he was actually the only radio guy at the time that gave me the time of day and went above and beyond for anything that he ever promoted. Like hands down, like the best. And he's also the best hype man out there. You get him on stage, the crowd's going to go crazy. The bands, he outdoes the bands. That's how good this dude is.
No,
so I go as far as to say that, but thank you, Nick.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I feel a little weird about it, but did I meet you, JP, with one of the events with the radio station back with Billy or no?
What town? Were you in Southern Oregon?
Yeah, I did. I was doing the St. Jude benefit about four or 5 years back. It was a while ago.
That if it was St. Jude, it was most likely to answer the quick question. No, it wasn't me. It was most likely Coastal Media at the time, which is there's three major radio groups here in Southern Oregon: Bicoastal, Opus, and one that shall not be named. St. Jude was a Bicoastal station who I'm friends with a lot of the management and owners there and a lot of the DJs, but that was their big deal, St. Jude. So probably Jason Allen or Ashley at the time doing a morning show could have been a guy by the name of Don Hurley, Bryce, who knows? It could have been one of those guys. So no, it wasn't us. Yeah. But I've always been, I love the St. Jude. I absolutely what they do and everything they raise and the whole message behind the whole thing and what they do over there. So good on you, Bicoastal. Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what it's about, right? Giving back. And of course, you know, with my sponsor, Boys Town, which of course is giving back to kids and saving children for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And we're so lucky to have you guys on the show today. And basically we're kind of paralleling each other as far as what our cause is. Yeah. You know, you guys might be busting some jokes. You might be having some fun at dad's expenses, which, you know, I've gotten diarrhea on my hands when I've had, you know, handle explosive diapers. That's happened. But at the same time though, you know, this is the objective, is to make sure that we are, making awareness about it and the fact that, you know, dads are still okay. They're still good. They have a lot of potential. Dads have got potential.
Yes. And maybe that could be a third podcast.
The potential of dads. Yes, exactly. So give me a funny dad story that maybe, so, you know, our listeners know about some of the kind of guys that have come on the show. Is there any dad stories that have stood out that somebody has given you that goes like, that is a good dad story?
Oh, from some of our guests?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, are we going to name drop here, Nick? Are we going to? We need to be careful about revealing anything of any episodes that haven't dropped yet.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I try to remember which ones have.
Yeah, I've done so many, and trying to put one right in particular, it's like I can give you some examples from my end, but
I've got some examples from my end, recent examples.
Yeah, I know what you're about to come down to, too, and I want to hear it again. And hopefully we didn't tell Jacob on the podcast we did with him recently, but go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, it doesn't matter. See, radio guy. Speaking of diarrhea, Jacob, earlier, it
happened. For me personally, so our baby, we found out he is... I don't know if he's allergic to Dairy Queen ice cream cakes, right? So my wife gave him a couple bites the other night, and I'm in the office doing some work, and I hear Nick. It's like this blood curdling scream. So I'm thinking, oh shit, he was like wrestling with her and broke her nose or something. So I'm like preparing myself to go in the room and just see the bed just covered in blood, right? I walk in, poor guy puked everywhere. My wife's got throw up just dripping from her face. And I lost it. I just started laughing. And it was I don't even know what to do right now. But take you guys outside and hose you off.
Yeah. But
there's no, I mean, we had to throw away
garden
all the bedding.
Hose.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring it.
Do I call the fire department? This is bad.
Oh, you should have filmed it first. That would have been my first thing.
I know. Yeah,
I got one for you, Jacob. So we had Bill Ryder on, a sports guy. Mm-hmm. He does the morning spot show, Ryder than You on CBS Sports Radio. And I think his daughter, he said, was maybe in the range of 6 to 8, 9 years old at the time, give or take, when they moved from where they moved to L.A. And Zach, what's his name?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Yeah, she was.
Oh, like the Zac Efron?
the Zac Efron. She found out they're moving to LA. And of course, any kid who's starting to have a little bit of, you know, knowing what's going on in the world and goes to LA, they immediately think Hollywood movie stars. And she was a huge fan of Zac Efron. She asked daddy, are we going to meet Zac Efron? And of course, dad being a good dad that Bill Ryder is, man, like, you know, maybe we're going to be in LA, but yeah, we'll probably meet Zac Efron, just trying to, you know, be the good dad and give the right answer. Well, first day they pull up into their house where they are currently living, and who is packing his stuff from the house like two doors down? Zac Efron.
No.
Was Bill's neighbor. He had no idea. And here is the daughter going, oh my God, you know, and it freaked him out a little bit, because now, you know, the neighbor's A-list Hollywood star, and she's starting to, she has a crush on him. So it was a pretty good story from Bill, how that his first experience in LA with his daughter.
Well, that's got to be a kind of a scary experience for a dad, right? to go, my daughter is having this major crush, and now the guy is two doors down.
Right. And she's eight.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that definitely, yes, yes. I would be, you know. But, you know, but I got to say, everything I can say, well, isn't Zach, like, he's like living down in like Australia now or New Zealand. Like, he's like, you know, he's like, I'm done. I'm like, I'm off the grid. I'm living, you know, I can't blame the guy. I can't blame the guy. Hollywood's cool.
I have the means.
If you have the means, right? But, you know, he's made the means. He's gotten all, you know, all that success. He's gotten a lot of money. And, you know, he's a good looking dude. But he's also like now he's like living off the grid down there and somewhere off of Australia. An American guy living in Australia. And
sign me up.
I want to be there.
After watching his documentary, I have a whole new respect for the guy. Like,
yeah, have you watched some of that?
Yeah, he seems like one of the most amazing people in the world. Like, I would I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I would hang out. It would be is it a dad crush or a man crush?
I would say dad crush. He is a dad. So let's, hey, Zac Efron, if you're watching this.
There he goes.
Open invitation, brother.
Hashtag come on, Dadcast.
Come on, exactly. The Dadcast.
And our RCJY, man. Come on.
Or come work out with me. Got a whole nother thing.
I bet you he can run circles around you, but not for long, man. You're doing so much. You're kicking so much.
I
think I'm going to go after that Baywatch body, the Baywatch workout.
Well, he did go on record and said, I'm never going to try to achieve that. What I had achieved, it was like almost unachievable. Do you think that there's something to that? Like we set our goals maybe too high. And then we get there and we go, wow, that was really hard to get there. And is it something about perfection or imperfection? Give me some insight on that.
I don't think so. I think if you can set your goals and hit that goal, be proud of yourself. Maintaining it's a whole different ballgame. So I think that might be what he's talking about is, holy crap, I hit that goal. But then maintaining it forever it's got to be impossible. There's no way.
Yeah, well, you know, I see a lot of times on these TikToks, and I see a lot of times on whatever it is, reels, and they're bodybuilders, and they're like, here's me off training when I'm not training, and here's when I am training. This is what I look like before a competition. This is what I look like when I'm not, when I'm lifting, but I'm not preparing for a competition. And there is a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Between those looks, right?
There's about a 30-pound... water weight difference for sure.
Yeah.
Between off season and on season. Yeah.
Yeah. So
to vaguely answer you on my end, I'm going to drop you with another one of my favorite quotes ever, which you can apply to anything in life, and anyone can. Do not let perfect be the enemy of good.
I like that.
You get it? Everyone wants perfection. Everyone wants to be perfect, but they strive so hard that they overlook the fact that you just did really good. Don't let that be the enemy, man. And you can apply that to all facets of life. Because good is still good.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're getting up in the morning and you do something athletic, I don't care. Take a walk. Do something good for you. That's a win. That's a big win.
my case, stretching to put my shoes on, that's my win every day right there.
JP,
I need to work a little bit more. I need to get to Nick status. I have been losing weight, though. I mean, did we talk about my fasting stuff, Jacob, when we were on the show?
I think we might have mentioned something about that. Yeah.
I'm down about 30 pounds in about 2 months. I should be much faster, but there's been two trips to Vegas and Hawaii in that time. So, you know, fish tacos, all bets are off. But
I don't blame you.
Down a lot of weight in a couple of months.
Congratulations, brother.
Like 255. I was 285. And the goal is to be Nick status. 185 is the ultimate goal. High school weight. I think that will just be awkward looking and weird, and my kids might not recognize their dad anymore if that actually is attainable.
It's not obtainable for me either anymore. I can't go to high school weight. Jeez, I would be like I would just look like somebody who's going through a serious illness.
If I look like
my high school weight.
Yeah, so I learned something about that because my goal was 185.
Yeah,
but now my goal is 12% body fat. So it's in. I can be about 190 to about 196. So, and that keeps you looking good where you're not looking like you're sick or you're not looking like you're trying too hard. You're not looking like Matthew McConaughey in one of his movies he did.
Yeah, right.
Or just your clothes fitting the way you want it to fit. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You go, like, I put this on and go, oh man, this fits again. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I did the same thing this morning. The jeans I am wearing, they're not tight around the waist. And I was like, oh, it's working. Working.
I wore an extra large shirt. I haven't done that in, gosh, probably 20 years. That's kind of crazy.
Well, congrats, brother. Nick, keep up the great work, man. And we're enjoying the process and watching you follow your, you know, just going through it and staying fit. And look, physically fit doesn't mean it's not a look. It's not necessarily a look. It's just about feeling your best, right?
Yeah. Definitely a mental health thing, and just being there and being present for my family is more of my pushing myself to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I believe too, like with cuisine too, like food that we're eating, right? It's like people, like, they put so much precedence on food. They say, like, well, you know, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. But I say feed what your body needs. Mm-hmm. There are things that you actually do need, and we go like, oh no, we're caught up in this diet and that diet, this diet, and unfortunately that doesn't work for everybody. It's not the same, you know, not all of us have the same, you know molecular build that everybody else has. We have to have certain kinds of foods, and sometimes we need to have those carbs in the morning and get the day started, right?
I think I'm going to implement the fish taco diet.
The fish taco diet, I'm all about.
I'm on board for that.
It's really not that bad for you, except for those dang tortillas. And just instead of eating 17 as normal, have 3.
Actually, I have a solution for that. They have a low carb tortilla that tastes just as good as a regular tortilla.
Is it a
corn? 17 and
is
good.
Is it a corn tortilla?
No, it's a flour tortilla.
It's a flour tortilla. Okay.
The authentic, perfect fish taco requires a corn tortilla, but, you know, we can make an exception.
Well, yeah, I'm a fan of the flour tortillas and fish tacos. So,
well, then I'm not taking you to Florida. I told you. if we're going to Florida and you're going to experience the best fish taco in the history of all things, at least in my experience so far, you got to eat the corn, man.
I'll eat the corn. I love
corn. All right.
Not against it.
So, gentlemen, everybody, now we're talking about being dads, but if we can go back in time, everybody takes a trip in the time machine and they all take a trip on my show. What advice would you give to teenage? And this is going to have to go to both of you now. So we're going to have to, like, you got time. Whoever I choose first, you're going to have some time to think about it. I'm going to go to you, JP, first. But what advice would you give to teenage JP?
The credit score is important. Do not mess with your credit. Pay your bills. I'm not even kidding. I mean, that is a financial, the financial foundation is very important where we're at this stage in life to support the family and the houses and the mortgages and the cars. And you never know, an emergency happens and you need that loan, whatever the case. If you've got crappy credit, man, you're going to be struggling. So that's I'm not even kidding. That is the advice I give to teenage JP growing up, is do not do what I actually did. And I finally fixed it, mind you, but it took a while. Be good with your credit. Be good with your credit. That's JP's answer.
JP.
Be responsible.
Yes, I think it's great advice. How about you, Nick?
So mine would be kind to people. Don't be an asshole. Don't think that you're better than everybody. Treat women with respect. Stick around. If you have a baby, don't run away from your problems. Just stick around, man up, and fix it. That's the advice I'd give myself.
I think that's great advice. Now, I have a brother who has 7 children with 3 different women, and I've never talked about this ever. And this is the very, very first time this is ever going to be talked about, and probably the very last time it'll be talked about.
But it's the only time you need to, because now it's out there.
Well, we're talking to the dad cast, guys. And so, like, as a dad myself and a dad of 3 children, and an uncle many, many times, as you know now, over and over. And that's just my brother. I got 2 other sisters that have many kids. So you have to own up. You have to be able to be there for them. I don't care if you don't get along with the woman that you had the children with. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. You know, it's that they happen to be in a circumstance that is something that they can't move away from. So as a dad, I guess maybe you guys could probably relate to this. Be there for them. Right. And I've had many indiscrepancies against what my brother has done in his life. I love him because he's my brother. But as far as a father, there's been some issues that I see. And I go, well, that's probably not the right way to handle being a dad. And but with that, that's that. So, like, be there, be present.
Yes.
And be there for them, even if you can't be in their lives every day. Call them. It's not that hard, right? It's a telephone call. Exactly. We got email. We got text message. We got direct messaging. We got every kind of messaging in the world now. And, you know, just be there. Be present. Present.
In retrospect, my credit answer now feels a little shallow.
Sorry, bro. I'm just getting all deep on the episodes this week, man.
I do like the credit. I like the credit answer. That's a great. I mean, look, you have to have it, man. This day and age,
unfortunately,
honestly, I wish you would have given me that advice when I was a teenager. Because
I wish I would have given myself. I wish my dad had. You know what? My dad probably did. He probably did give me that advice. But you know,
sure,
my credit cards. Yeah. Oh wait, you have to pay this back. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
So Jacob, can I tell you? I was just Nick. He took the veil off of something earlier this week that I had no idea about. Many moons ago, and by many moons I mean less than a year, we did a podcast episode. It got super deep where I found out that he had a daughter that he hasn't spoken to in many, many years, which is part of the issues we were discussing just now about what he would do to his younger self, etc. And in that episode I said, I'm going to do everything I can. You should do everything you can. If it's important to you, if it's that important to you, you're her dad, you know, find some way to navigate yourself back into her life, no matter the cost, even if she tells you know, it's that important to you. And as it is, well, I found out earlier this week, they talked. And now, since I have now planted the seed, carry on with the conversation.
So amazing. She was born 20, almost 21 years ago. I saw her the day she was born. Something happened with her grandma and myself, and I left the situation, and in hindsight, I should have stepped up and said, no, I'm her dad. I'm sticking around. And that's that. But I didn't. So anyway, fast forward about 15 years, she reaches out, we talk, it goes good for a couple months, and then it just goes south. And then she just didn't talk to me till just recently. And I texted her every, you know, couple months, just, hey, how's it going? How you doing? I care. I'm sorry. Her mom and I are really good friends, so we still talk all the time. And last week she reached out, hey, I want to get to know you. So we're texting again.
Yes.
And what was the catalyst?
the podcast. I sent the episode to her mom and her mom made her watch it. And so.
Fantastic, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations, first of all, and for reaching out and her, like, you know, they're going to go through that age, right? It's the, you know, there's certain things where they go, not ready for it, but it seems like she was ready and you were ready. Yeah. And congratulations to both of you. And
luckily, you know, her mom married an amazing guy. She has an amazing dad. And now she gets to know me and her many other brothers and sisters. Right.
You know, that just leads into the whole, the evolution of Dadcast and what we, gosh, I feel like I'm talking about myself again on your show.
That's that
one episode is an example, and it actually helped out Nick. And it got it. I mean, I don't want to say it's a direct result of it, but it certainly played a part. And if it played a part with Nick, who knows how many other hundreds of thousands of people out there who listen to this show, it may help, may push forward that one dad who wants to find that daughter or son. And I take immense pride in that. And I think that is the sole reason why we do this show and keep doing it and very proud of it.
Well, you guys, with that being said, I want to ask you one more question, and this is for the both of you. And it's a question I ask every single one of my guests and my sponsor, Boys Down, which it rings so true to me, is their motto is, he ain't heavy, he's my brother, meaning somebody in our lives at some point has carried every single one of us. I mean, I've been carried. Nick, who carried you in a time of need?
Quite a few people over the years. My best friend, Josh, he passed away about 14 years ago, but he, through growing up and into our adulthood, he was always there, always the guy that would get me through stuff. So. JP has been another one, man. Like recently in the last couple of years, JP has been a guy I go to vent to and talks me through stuff. And this podcast that we've created has been a huge help. So
it's good to talk about all of it and get it out. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
JP, how about you?
My big brother, Vince. He's been my rock since, I mean, he's a 10-year older than me and I'm the baby of the family. And he was the last one still living in the house when I was growing up, and he left at 18. I was 8 and then moved back in, and just almost every step of life, whether it be, you know, pre-adolescence, adolescence, that angry teenager, that guy who was in his early 20s, who started, you know, experiencing with drugs when he shouldn't have, and every step of the way, all the way up into, and then he became a father. Then I became a father, and the advice he gives and just every step of the way, man, my big brother has been there no matter what, even when he didn't want to be, because I was a total jerk, and vice versa, Vince, if you're watching this ever. But yeah, big brother.
Any advice you'd give some young ones that are listening?
I'm waiting for you, Nick, but make sure you get a good credit score.
Yeah, make sure you have a good credit score.
No, I know we talked about that, but you just dabbled a little bit, talked about drug abuse and those things. And look, that's not uncommon, but.
I mean, I could give you some, like my oldest son, he kind of went down a path that was pretty bad. And the advice I gave him was, you're going to end up in jail or dead. Like you need to knock it off. And we talked and talked, and he joined the military. He's in the army now, has been in for almost 3 years, and just completely changed his life. And he's a completely different man now. I'm like, it's just unbelievable to see that. And that's kind of goes back to what's the most fulfilling part of being a parent. That's that right there. You take a little baby and you go through all the stuff, some of the crap, some good stuff, and then they turn out all right, which is, it's cool.
My advice I would give, and I give to mostly my son, who's 11 now, who's starting to grasp when I tell him this, hold yourself accountable in everything you do. If you make an error, face up to it. If you lie,
own it,
admit it. Yes. Own it. Take responsibility for your own actions, because no matter how little it is, that seed will grow into a ginormous oak tree as an adult man. And if you apply that every single day of your life, he's going to apply it to his children. And so my dad did. And, you know, I've said it time and time again. If I do half a good a job at parenting my children as my father did to me, and thankfully I'm one of the lucky ones. I had parents, I had a dad, and they were there and good. If I do half as good as he did with my children, I can die in peace knowing that they're going to be just fine.
Guys, let everybody know where they can check out Dadcast and follow you guys and all your social media accounts. I know you guys are on Facebook, you're on Instagram, but let everybody know where they can catch up with you.
Easiest way, go to our website, dadcast.co. It has all the links on there. Yeah, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok.
Everything.
Everywhere.
And if you are obviously a fan of podcasts, because you, sir or madam, who are listening right now to this angelic voice, I'm sorry, I'm cocky. wherever your podcasts are available, you can find it. Just search up Dadcast and you'll see JP and Nick, and you'll actually see Jacob. He's going to be, I don't know when you're dropping this episode, man, but yours is coming soon at the time of when this drops. Yes, dadcast.co, and all the links to all the socials are right there.
Well, I certainly appreciate your guys' time. Nick Martin, JP Pierce, the Dadcast podcast. Make sure you check it out, review it, like it, you know, give your feedback. These guys are doing some good work right now. Guys, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, I appreciate it, man. The pleasure was,
thank you so much.
Was mine. And again, thank you again for being on our show. I know here we are in that crazy inception-y type thing where we've swapped it, but you know, it was an honor having you on ours as well, man. We can't wait to put that episode out and maybe do more in the future, and loved it, man. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it, brother. Thank you so much.
Lane Frostbrand is a proud sponsor of Real Conversations with Jacob Young, the comfortable, stylish, and unique clothing line that commemorates the life of world champion bull rider Lane Frost. Everything from hats to belt buckles. Be sure to check out the whole line of products for the entire family at lanefrost.com, the official shop of the legend, for the champion in you.